We are talking school choice, Wawa Land. You know, it seems almost overnight, everyone's talking about K through 12 education, from worries about masks, pro or con, to concerns about curriculum. Parents are finding things that they like about their kids' schools and things they aren't too happy about with. National School Choice Week is coming up January 23rd through the 29th, and this is a parent's best opportunity to discover schools in their area. To learn a little bit more, we turn to Andrew Capinelli. He's the president of National School Choice Week. So with that, we say good morning to Andrew.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Let's just start here, plain and simple. What is National School Choice Week? Or perhaps maybe a better question would be, what exactly does school choice mean?
Sure. School choice means families looking for schools or learning environments that best meet the needs of their individual kids. And so those options include traditional public schools, public charter schools, public magnet schools, private and faith-based schools, online learning, and homeschooling. Hmm. School choice is really a broad description of all those options that families have and want. And during National School Choice Week, starting January 23rd, families can start looking at those options in advance of the next school year.
I'm assuming things are kind of different state to state. So what does our state offer parents in terms of school choice?
Families in Indiana have more choices for their kids' education than families in most other states.
Hmm.
If I had to rank the states, I would say that Indiana is easily in the top five when it comes to options for families. There are options to choose schools in different zones and districts, lots of public charter schools, theme-based magnet schools, full-time tuition-free online learning, state-sponsored scholarship programs to make private education more affordable, and, of course, the ability to homeschool. So there are a lot of options out there.
Wow, I had no idea so many were even offered here in the state of Indiana. My daughter's only 1.5, so I haven't kind of got to school choice perhaps yet. I got to ask this question, though. I'm sorry, I got to bring up COVID. How has COVID, or has COVID, you know, disrupted the schools in this area? I mean, I know how they have, at least locally here in the WOWA listening area, but on a broader scale in terms of, you know, the state of Indiana, how has the pandemic impacted schools?
Since the start of public education in the United States, there has been no greater disruption than COVID. And that is saying a lot.
Yeah.
Because of COVID and how it has truly upended education, we have seen a massive increase in parent demand for school choice. Just last year, 52% of moms and dads said that they considered or are considering right now looking for a new or different school
for
at least one of the kids in their household. And we also saw a record number of families last year innovating on their own, creating things like learning pods where their kids and their friends could learn together. So it's been a mixed bag, but it has opened parents' eyes to the need for choice.
Well, okay, so with that being said then, do families right now then for this school year have new school options, or I guess when would that kick in for them?
The best thing to do when you're thinking about making a change is to look to the next school year. So you'd want to look into schools for the 2022-2023 school year and plan to make a change then. If you're in an emergency situation and you need to find a new school right now, you certainly can.
Hmm.
But you'll find you have fewer options than if you give yourself enough time to look at the different choices out there.
So where, speaking of these choices, these options, and then all of this information that you've shared, where can our listeners go for all of this info?
Sure. We have the nation's largest portfolio of school search resources for families, all completely free at schoolchoiceweek.com, schoolchoiceweek.com.
And can you say the dates again for how long National School Choice Week will be going?
January 23rd through the 29th, and those resources online available year-round.
Andrew, this has been really eye-opening and insightful for me. I appreciate your time.
Thank you so much for having me.
That's Andrew Capinelli. He's the president of National School Choice Week, January 23rd through the 29th.
Podcasts by Federated Media.